Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Ends the Caps 5-game winning streak. College basketball, the Maryland men lose, the women lose as well. AU wins, Navy wins. NBA, the Wizards host Orlando tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you planning to buy a home, or are you already a homeowner looking to benefit from rising home values with some cash in your pocket before the Fed raises rates again? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. You've heard Mark on this radio station for years, but let me tell you myself why you should call him today. Mark and his team are mortgage experts committed to providing personalized service with the best pricing and products. If that's important to you, call Cornerstone First Financial today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. If stability, consistency, and unmatched integrity are important to you, then take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Call 202-625-1221 today. That's 202-625-1221. Online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's cornerstonefirst.com.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at zeroresdc.com.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll start in the Stafford area, Bill, and rain's coming down. Be very careful, please. North on 95 as you approach and pass 610 in Aquia. That's where we have a crash. Right now on both shoulders, a bit of activity. So we may get a lane or two blocked here with police arriving to the scene. So again, that's 95 Virginia, right near 610. 95 Maryland as you head through Laurel. Crash reported. And I'm seeing a little bit of delay quickly forming here northbound 95, right near and before you get to the exit for 198. Southbound side, you're okay. 270, I don't have any early problems. Around the Beltway right now, quiet, Maryland and Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Occasional rain and showers around this morning with patchy fog. This afternoon, still a few showers, low to mid-60s. Overnight tonight, temperatures will drop into the upper 30s. And then temperatures tomorrow will actually fall to near freezing in the afternoon with gusty northwest winds. Sunshine low 30s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Gainesville, 59 in La Plata, 61 in Washington. President Trump cancels his trip to London. Find out why at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Morning, happy Friday. We have a packed show for you because there is so much to cover. At 6:35, Mark Krikorian joins us. At 7:05, it's James Carafano. At 7:35, Walter Williams, an economist with George Mason University, will talk to him about President Trump's policies and how they could help the African-American community. At 8:05, Matt Schlapp, and at 8:35, it's Ed Henry. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonnaise.
Well, good morning. It was the curse word that rocked the world yesterday. The Washington Post reporting that an Oval Office conversation ended with the president referring to some countries as bleep hole countries. Mike McKay is going to be watching the dump button very closely this morning as we have this conversation and with you. You know, it's kind of interesting, and I'll kind of give you the quick setup of how it got there, which is that there's all this past week and in recent months, but certainly over the past week, the immigration debate has really ramped up, and the president, who was trying to seek a DACA deal, one that would guarantee that deferred action recipients could stay within the United States in exchange for various immigration concessions of the type that President Trump would like, that was going on all week. And finally, you get a group of senators all show up at the White House yesterday in a very hurried meeting. Those senators included Jeff Flake, Dick Durbin. The group that came up with this included Jeff Flake, Dick Durbin, Lindsey Graham, Cory Gardner, Michael Bennett, and Robert Menendez, Republicans and senators, respectively. Those who attended this meeting with the president yesterday included Durbin, Graham, Cotton, McCarthy, Perdue, Goodlatte, and Mario Diaz-Balart. All right, those last two being congressmen. They're all there. They're basically explaining what's going on in this immigration package that at least some group of lawmakers have come to an agreement on. It was $2.7 billion for border security, which, by the way, is nothing. $2.7 billion is nothing compared to we've heard numbers like $18-30 billion. So a far cry from what they would need. It would include a 12-year pathway to citizenship for Dreamers, meaning people who had received deferred action already. Let's not get it confused. They would have a 10-year path, though, because they would receive 2 years of credit for already having been DACA recipients. And then the plan would also delay green card holders from being able to sponsor their adult children until they obtain citizenship, according to three sources that spoke with Politico. And then here's one of the other big details, and this is really, really where it came down. And I'll quote from Politico's coverage here. Other details of the plan had emerged in recent days. Senators plan to effectively nix the visa lottery and reallocate those visas to a separate program being terminated by the Trump administration, which was temporary protective status for countries like El Salvador, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Sudan. And it was at that point that Trump said, questioned the efficacy of why we would accept immigrants from bleep hole countries and not, say, Norway, with whom he met with their prime minister the day before. So, of course, the country is top of mind. Also, Norway, filthy rich relative to places like Haiti and El Salvador, which are filthy poor. So he makes that comment. The whole world is lit on fire. Cable news channels are going crazy. You had journalists and correspondents calling the president of the United States racist over this because Haiti and El Salvador are not countries full of white people, and therefore the president of the United States is a racist. Now, I saw CNN's Caitlin Collins tweeted the following yesterday, some reporting from inside the White House, and I'm curious whether or not you think this is true. Staffers inside the White House aren't worried about Trump's bleep hole remarks, with some predicting will actually resonate with his base, not alienate it, much like his attacks on NFL players who kneel during the national anthem did. So that's my question for you this morning. Do these comments resonate with you, or are you upset by them? Curious to find out. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Now, in the president's defense, he also apparently, according to White House officials, suggested that he would be open to more immigrants from Asian countries as well because he felt that they helped the United States economically, which isn't that what the whole America First policy is, right? We want to be able, and that's what he wants, merit-based immigration. We want to be able to bring people into this country who will contribute to this country, who will not be a drain on this country. We can't afford any more people who come here who are illiterate in their own country, in their own language. They can't read, they can't write in their own language. They never learn English. They come here, they get low-skilled jobs. So if they do become citizens, they're going to be those people who get money back on their taxes because they make such a little small amount of money. They're not contributing to our society. And for a lot of people, that's a really hard pill for them to swallow. They don't like the idea. Raj Shah, who we had on the show yesterday, came out and said, certain Washington politicians choose to fight for foreign countries, but President Trump will always fight for the American people. Like other nations that have merit-based immigration, President Trump is fighting for permanent solutions that make our country grow stronger by welcoming those who can contribute to our society, grow our economy, and assimilate into our great nation. How many people from foreign countries come here decades ago, still can't speak English? How do you succeed in this country if you cannot speak English? You can't. You'll get to a certain level and that's it. You've put a cap on yourself as to how far you can go, but they don't care because we'll take care of them. How long can we sustain that? Well, we can't sustain it for much longer.
All right, let's go to, we got a bunch of calls coming in, and we're going to get to as many of them as I can here. I got Sylvie in Waldorf kicking us off this morning. Sylvie, nice to have you here on Mornings on the Mall. Do these comments actually resonate with you rather than drive you away?
Yes, I mean, he's correct in his assessment. You know, I'm from the Caribbean Basin. I'm from Puerto Rico. I know about Haiti, Dominican Republic, the Central American countries, and the Caribbean countries, and some of them are what he said they are. He was talking about the countries, not the people. Very important. Also, some of these countries have been on U.S. State Department travel warning
yes.
for decades. Why?
Yeah.
Because they're what he said he are. They are. And so what about, how about CNN or MSNBC send a crew down there to cover these countries without security detail, go to Port-au-Prince and report on the real Port-au-Prince, not the little palm trees and the little umbrella on the cocktail drinks, and go out there, Jim Acosta, Chris Hayes, Joy Reid, without security detail, and let's see what happens to you.
I know. I love how Jim Acosta talks about all of his interactions with the White House as if he was covering a war. What? You're right. Go to Port-au-Prince. Go to Haiti. The State Department, as Sylvie just smartly pointed out, has a travel warning for Haiti right now. Don't go to Haiti. It's too dangerous, the State Department warns people. I think that's a different way of saying what the president said yesterday. By the way, what is the point if you're a liberal who supports, particularly, or anybody who supports bringing Haitians into the United States because they're acting as refugees? You want to protect them from their home country. What are you saying about their home country? What are you saying when you say Salvadorans need to stay in the United States? Why? Because their home country is a total
mess.
Maybe that's the way to say it. All right. More from you in a second here. Tons of calls coming in. The line's getting jammed. 5:15 now on WMAL. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, where I suspect the roads are not yet jammed. Let's hope.
They are not yet jammed. In fact, good for our early birds. Beltway's quiet. But you know what? Oh, we do have rain. So you really need to plan for that for your morning travels. That rain always makes it a little bit tricky, even though it's a Friday. Sometimes we get a break with the volume. Here we go, 95 in Stafford with the crash. Northbound at near 610 onto both shoulders. In Laurel, Maryland, we go north on 95 at 198 for the accident. And on 270, a little bit of volume starts to form right as you push off of 70 and 15 down toward the Monocacy. But lanes are reported open there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAI Weather Channel forecast.
All right, on your Friday, we got some rain showers early, becoming more intermittent for the afternoon and a high near 65 degrees. Tonight, it'll be cloudy with periods of rain, becoming windy overnight and a low of 36. Tomorrow, it'll be windy. Cloudy skies will become partly cloudy in the afternoon with a high around 40. Currently in the nation's capital, it's actually 61 degrees, 516 on WMAL.
Win the day with a Dunkin' deal. Get two egg and cheese wake up wrap sandwiches for $2. Made with tasty egg and melted cheese. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes, limited time offer.
Believe that this isn't going to cause a problem with the president's base, because they believe the comment that he made will actually resonate with his voters, like in middle America and whatnot, instead of turning them off or alienating them in some kind of way, much like his attacks on those NFL players who protested by kneeling during the national anthem did. So the White House isn't in a flurry about this. As you saw in that statement from the Deputy Press Secretary Rod Shaw, they did not deny that the president said this, and they actually, in a way, defended what he said. And the White House staffers, the people inside the White House, believe that this is not going to be a big problem for them.
Yeah, that was Miss Caitlin Collins at CNN reporting about the White House not being in a flurry over this. Although CNN was. Did you see CNN yesterday? It was like on the Chiron, it first was censored out. Then all of a sudden they were like, you know what? And they probably said an expletive. F it. they decided to change so they just went explicit for the rest of the afternoon. Hide the kids, hide the wives. Let's see here. We've got a bunch of people. Let's start with somebody who disagrees with the president's comments for sure. Jonathan in Maryland, good morning, sir. Your reaction.
Yeah, good morning. There's lots of immigrants that come here from those countries that know their parents may not learn the language or whatever else, but they work hard, and my parents were immigrants. But all six of their kids, when they worked hard, 3-4 jobs, low-paying jobs, to send their kids through college or whatever else to succeed. Mm-hmm. So to say that somebody is deplorable or whatever else because they don't have education I think is racist.
Well, that would that with. Does that that,
wait,
that
how
could,
is it? Wait,
that,
wait. How is someone who doesn't have education racist?
No, I said if you for you to distinguish them as deplorable because they don't have education or whatever else, that is a racist statement to do. Say because those people are poor.
Wait, so someone's poor. Wait. If someone's poor, it's racist to say that they're uneducated. How? Where does race come into play?
I'm saying to you to say those countries are deplorable because there's poor people in all countries. What makes those countries deplorable?
Well, we know that El Salvador has brought us MS-13. That was a wonderful gift. I think what the president is saying.
And Italy's brought in mobsters.
Absolutely right. And how many people?
I don't think. Well, hold tight. Look, nobody said deplorable. He referred to the countries that they come from as crap holes. I mean, let's be clear about that.
Right.
The other thing is a nation, to include the United States, has a right to say, okay, which countries are more likely to produce immigrants that are better for the United States? This is an equation that every single country assesses. Am I right, Jonathan?
Yes, sir. But listen, though, when you do those things to those countries and those people have no options, and then they get worse, that's not in the best interest of the U.S. And then they may look to countries like Russia to make deals with other countries that are not going to be good.
But it's also not in the interest of the U.S. to import tons of people from countries that aren't doing well. It's not going to add to the sum total of improving the United States, that act of charity. But it's a good debate, and it's the one that we're having. And by the way, if the beginning of this is people actually start talking about why immigration policies exist and what the whole point is, then that's a good effect of this. Jonathan, thank you. I want to get to some other people here this morning. Matthew's in Virginia and reacting. Good morning, Matthew. Nice to have you on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. I don't have any problem with what he said. The problem I have is whoever leaked it. I think they need to do an investigation on that and find out who the leak is there. You know, maybe waterboard them. I don't know.
It seems highly likely it was one of the Democratic lawmakers
but
in the room.
I really think that we need to push for the Defense Department to fund the Western Arena Land Logistics Project, acronym WALL, and just fund it through them.
Yeah, as a matter of issue. Thank you, Matthew. And speaking of the Defense Department, I got to wonder how many people in the military heard the president's remarks yesterday and go, those types of countries exist, and I've been to them. I saw the push alert yesterday. I was like, oh, boy, the news cycle just changed again. It's always interesting in the Trump presidency. Jabril is in Maryland this morning. Good morning, Jabril.
Good morning.
Do you believe, as CNN was saying, that that the president's base may actually be encouraged by the president's comments?
I think they always call him racist, so it doesn't make any difference. What I think is, these people think this president is stupid. So they think because the president said he will sign anything, they bring in Africa and El Salvador and try to put it into the agreement. So I think it's good
point.
Thing
good point, Jabril.
That the president say, okay,
that's
I'm
right.
not stupid.
Remember, what Jabril's saying, pointing out, is earlier this week, the president said, hey, just bring me a bill and I'll sign it. That's not exactly true. He's not interested in the bill that they brought yesterday. 522 here on WMAL. More from you in a moment.
Attention, diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you, plus free delivery and a free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. Yeah.
In financial times like these, we all want common sense investment advice from a reliable source. Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. You can get valuable insights on current market conditions and perspective on your own money and investments every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WMAL.
To reach Greg, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
At the Big Screen Store, big game savings start now. Get a Samsung 85-inch 4K TV for just $29.99. Whoa, an 85-inch Samsung 4K for just $29.99? That's big. Or get a curved Samsung 65-inch 4K TV for just $9.99.
Now that's a great price. price.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Want a new home theater to watch the big games? We've got that comfy cinema seating and an amazing selection of home theater furniture you've always wanted.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Big game savings start now only at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
The world used to be a different place. Doctors would make house calls, gas station attendants would actually pump your gas, and people whose job it was to sell you things used to actually wait on you and be able to explain what they're selling. Well, good news. At least when it comes to appliances, you can get that level of service at Bray & Scarf. Our stores are staffed with smart, friendly people who want to help you find your dream kitchen. And we've got great prices on all the big names, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Come talk to us at Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Get a new kitchen in the new year at Bray & Scarf's New Year Sale. Save up to $1,500 on select GE Cafe appliance packages and up to $1,600 on select KitchenAid packages. Bray & Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance retailer, known for expert advice and personal attention. Stop by any of their 13 locations or visit BrayandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Dealing with rain across the region, be careful heading out and about. Right now, heading to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, good in each direction. To the American Legion Bridge, I'm not seeing much of any backups. We do have a minor crash, though, as you come out of Virginia, right as you approach the bridge span. Legion Bridge on the shoulder. On 95, northbound in Stafford, that crash confined out of the travel lanes up to the, looks like both shoulders. This is some activity. And in Laurel, 95 northbound for the crash. So, yeah, you can see we have a couple early accidents here. Rain definitely a factor, so take it easy. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild but damp. And a slow commute this morning with occasional rain and showers around, patchy fog, and still a few showers this afternoon, and very mild into the mid-60s. Colder weather coming by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 61 degrees, 526.
We're live with breaking news. The shameful racist comments by the President of the United States in an Oval Office meeting on immigration.
The shameful racist comments by the President of the United States. Meanwhile, you've got the White House, you got people in the White House saying, look, these comments could actually resonate with the American people and certainly with Trump's supporters. Are they resonating with you? Let's go to Victor, who's in Silver Spring this morning. Victor, good morning.
Good morning. I was really happy with what happened yesterday. I would have changed one word, though. I would have called them parasites and future Democrat voters.
You know, one of the amazing things, Victor, I thought yesterday was, you know, as this thing was plummeting towards what I thought was obviously going to be a terrible immigration bill, that maybe, just maybe, that the president's comments yesterday are going to get people in such a fluster, it's just going to scuttle this whole thing. That and the end result might be, it just destroys us. This whole process is over. This whole DACA negotiation, it's done for now. We'll see, but that might be the silver lining to all of this.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
President just
I'm
did
sick
it to himself.
And tired of pay for somebody coming to this country, and they also bring diseases too.
All right, thank you, Victor. Mark Krikorian will join us at 6:35 this morning, and we'll be able to pick his brain about this. He's been following this all very closely, obviously, and you know, remember, I think the wall's important, but the really important thing, I think, to most people who want to get control of immigration, chain migration, what Democrats refer to as family reunification, getting control of the ability of somebody who comes into the United States on a visa to bring in tons of other people into the United States. And that's the thing that immigration reformers want to get at. So we'll see if they can. 528 here on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here with Renters Warehouse, the rent-estate company. These rental pros lease and manage over 20,000 residential homes in America and hundreds right here in D.C. Are you considering the four R's of rent-estate this year? That's retirement, relocation, right-sizing, or achieving real wealth. If so, Renters Warehouse can help you triple the value of your home as an investment property through cash flow appreciation, equity, and new tax reform savings. They'll find and warranty long-term quality tenants to pay your mortgage in just a few weeks on average. They'll collect the rent, handle the maintenance calls, deal with paperwork, and manage your property 24/7 for one low flat monthly fee. Renters Warehouse makes renting easy, fast, worry-free, and profitable while you sit back and collect the checks. Visit renterswarehouse.com for a free home rental price appointment today, or call a rent estate advisor to help you with the real rental math at 202-897-2822.
Find out how much
need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxel.
This tax reform is going to expire, but it's not going to expire for 5 years. So I have an idea. Let's take advantage. So for wherever you might be in income, if it makes sense, we can convert your tax-deferred money to tax-free money at a discount.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon, here on WMAL or online at wintertroxel.com.
All right, coming up, everybody's mad at Megyn Kelly again. And also, is fat shaming a good thing? Apparently, people say no fat shaming women. Some women say they like it. That's strange. Well, I guess we'll talk about it. 5:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump is getting pushback this morning from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle after using a vulgar term when referring to immigrants from Haiti and African nations. But does the comment matter?
One of the things White House staffers are talking about privately is the notion that staffers actually believe that the president's comments are going to resonate with his base, that they are going to play well with the base of supporters that elected him.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. The president has raised a few eyebrows with remarks to the Wall Street Journal this week saying he probably has a good relationship with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
Certainly came as a surprise to many people who watched the situation closely on the Korean Peninsula. Yes, there are back-channel communications between the U.S. and North Korea at the United Nations in New York and elsewhere. However, sources that I've spoken with in the U.S. and North Korea on numerous occasions have given zero indication of any possibility of direct communication between Kim Jong-un and President Trump.
Correspondent Will Ripley. The Maryland House has voted to override Governor Larry Hogan's veto of a paid sick leave bill. The Senate could vote on it today. The legislation that Hogan vetoed last year would require businesses with 15 or more employees to offer those workers paid sick leave. The Maryland House Minority Leader plans to reintroduce a bill that would let some parents force their adult children into treatment for opioid addiction. The bill was rejected last year as critics questioned whether it was constitutional. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,575, the NASDAQ at 7,212. Sports sponsored by Gramophone, the Caps fall to the Hurricanes. College basketball, Maryland loses to Ohio State. The Maryland women lose to Michigan State. AU wins, Navy wins. NBA, the Wizards take on the Magic tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For a limited time, Gramophone is offering no interest financing on home theaters. Gramophone in Gaithersburg, Columbia, or Timonium. Online at gramophone.com.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Call toll-free at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 7 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
If you've been talking about remodeling your kitchen, well, now is the best time to get started while the memory of the holidays is fresh in your mind. This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters, suggesting you make a list of what worked and didn't work in your old kitchen during the holidays. Think about the countertops. Was there enough space for all the food? Were you bumping into each other while you worked? Did you have enough storage, and is it in the right place? Then bring your list to one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland, Virginia, for a free consultation with an experienced designer who can help you find the right solutions. Get some great ideas at CabinetDiscounters.com in the photo gallery of kitchens we've actually remodeled. Then download the free planning guide. And at CabinetDiscounters.com, you'll find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers so you can call for a free consultation. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Locally owned Novec keeps the power delivery system in tip-top shape throughout the year. That ensures Novec customers enjoy dependable power. Novec holds the record for the most reliable electric service in the region and has for almost 2 decades. Novec also uses proven technology and round-the-clock response to maintain one of the highest utility customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Novec, keeping you connected.
Have you heard Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish?
Do you want to take emotions out of your retirement planning decisions?
Everyone's always trying to predict what's going to happen, and they make decisions accordingly. We try to encourage folks to have a plan that's more grounded in what's going on in their life and in their goals, and not basing anything on the political arena or anything else that they can't really control.
Join them Saturday afternoon at 4 here on WMAL and visit RetirementKeyRadio.com.
35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have problems on 28 Darnestown Road in North Potomac area. Down pole and wires in the roadway, so they have this shut down in each direction. 28, it puts it just east of Quince Orchard Road, where the closure is in place each direction, so you cannot get through there. They had blocked off, it'll be turned around. We keep reminding you if there's any change, I'll let you know immediately. 270 coming southbound. A little bit of volume at Route 80 Urbana, but now crash reported south on 270 right near the exit for 109 in Hyattstown. Keep alert, everyone. We had the rain this morning, so a little bit tricky, not the greatest visibility. Beltway, though, off to a great start, Maryland and Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain and showers around this morning and fog this afternoon. A few showers, mid-60s. Overnight tonight, fog and then falling temperatures down to near 37 degrees, and that's going to happen early in the morning. Falling temperatures, colder weather, sunshine cold, near freezing on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 60 in Arlington, 61 in Rockville, 60 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Well, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, 635 this morning, we'll be joined by Mark Krikorian at 7:05, we'll be joined by James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. 7:35, Walter Williams will be with us. 8:05, Matt Schlapp from the American Conservative Union. And then at 8:35, the Fox News Channel's Ed Henry on a packed show here on Friday. Mornings on the Mall, I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about the sign.
We're going to go from the ridiculous with the president to the sublime with Megyn Kelly. Poor Megyn Kelly. Girl can't catch a break. So she was interviewing Maria Kong yesterday. Maria Kong is a fit mom. She's a fitness blogger. She's 37 years old.
Love those fitness moms, by the way.
I'm sure you do. In 2013, she posted a picture of herself on Twitter, and she's beautiful. I mean, she's got a body that is just amazing. And listen, good for her. She probably works super hard at it. Some people can get that body. Some people can work their whole lives and never get that body. And with the, in the picture with her are her three sons, 8 months, 2 years, and 3 years old. And she has a flatter belly than I've ever had, ever. And I've never been pregnant. So, you know, listen, God bless her. Good for her. Well, she caught a ton of flack from people who said that she was making women feel less than because she posted it with the saying that said, "What's your excuse?" So Megan's interviewing this woman yesterday on her show, and I'm going to let you hear how that interaction went and figure out where it all went horribly awry.
That's what you should do.
Yeah.
You should parlay the shaming thing into a professional business.
Well, you know,
because some of us want to be shamed. When I was in law school and I was gaining weight, I said to my stepfather, if you see me go to that kitchen one more time, you say, "Where are you going, fat?" And it works.
But you know, my husband does that to me all the time. I tell him my goals, and you know, if it's early in the morning and he sees I'm still in bed, he's like, "What are you doing in here?"
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm eating something like chips, he'll take the bag and he'll hide it. And I don't feel ashamed about it because I know I told him what my goal was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you know, if my husband did that, there would be retribution later.
Oh my goodness.
Oh boy. Oh my
god. This sounds so dangerous.
So Megan went there, and so the Twitter sphere went crazy about Megyn Kelly fat shaming.
Of course.
That fat shaming's okay. And Meghan McCain also joined in on it, and Meghan McCain tweeted, "I was publicly fat shamed," because she can't spell shamed, "early on in my career, and it sent me to therapy. Trust me, there are real-life ramifications for fat shaming of any kind. It is never acceptable. We should be fostering a healthy culture that celebrates all women of all sizes." Here's the thing, Megan. I used to be fat. I lost 60 pounds approximately, okay? My mother and my brothers, my whole family used to fat shame me all the time, thinking it would get me to lose weight. And it didn't. It was terrible. It was horrible. For me, it didn't work. It was miserable. It made my teenage years, my 20s, terrible. I hated it. It just made me feel awful about myself. It didn't work for me. But if you're that type of person where it works for you and you tell someone, go ahead. You know, Megyn Kelly did. She told her stepfather, "Go for it. Say this to me. It'll work for me." Then if it works for her, what's the problem? Why is it such a terrible thing? I don't understand why this is such a terrible, horrible thing at all.
Are you pro fat shaming? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. I got to tell you.
Go ahead.
This seems like treacherous waters. This seems like a trap. Like, if you're a man and your wife or your girlfriend says to you, "Hey, if I'm ever eating too much, would you just tell me, like, hey, fatty, you know, just remind me?" Yeah, sure. And those words will never come out of my mouth. There's no way. This is a trap.
This is a trap. You have a wonderful marriage to a wonderful woman.
Yes.
So she said to you, like, she had a habit that was unhealthy. All right, what about smoking? Smoking is unhealthy. Being obese is unhealthy, right?
I agree.
They're both unhealthy. Yet it's okay to tell someone to stop smoking and to tell them it's going to kill them and it's going to hurt them and it's unhealthy. That's okay. But you can't do the same thing with food. How come?
Because one of those involves a constructive conversation. The other one involves what Megyn Kelly said, which is yelling, "What are you doing, fatty?" as they walk their way to the kitchen. So I think there is a difference. I think it's possible to have that. I'm not saying you can't talk to your significant other about their health choices. You should. In fact, if you care about them, you should help them care about the things that'll keep them alive longer or whatever. But yelling insults at them because they've requested it is, I think, especially treacherous for a man to indulge that particular. So, if you know, she's like, for that a moment, in one moment, like, "Hey, you know, next time you see me do that, just be like, hey, fatty." And then you actually do that. I'm not sure. That feels perilous. That feels kind of like a coin toss in your relationship.
Oh, you're a chicken. See, if I
oh, yeah,
my husband
it.
Is honest with me, like,
I'm a learned man.
No, come on. Like, I want honesty in my relationship. And I also think that we're hypocrites and there's a double standard here that, again, you say, oh, well, you're not calling a smoker names. We have so many ads. Can you imagine if there were ads on TV that are akin to the no smoking ads that we have now, but it has to do with food? And you show the fat person who can't get out of bed or who can't do this or can't do that and is miserable in love because everybody swipes left on Tinder with them. Nobody ever swipes right because, let's face it, being fat is unattractive in that condescending voice that they put with smoking is unattractive. Can you imagine if we did the same thing with people being fat? The left would lose its mind. People's hair would be on fire.
Yeah, and I do think people process things differently. I mean, some people do take that kind of negative enforcement better. I mean, they'll respond to it better. I think especially, I don't know, I can't speak for women, clearly, but for men, I think there are some men who their shame drives them. Like, oh, you know what? This is kind of embarrassing, actually, and maybe I should fix it. So you're right. I mean, people respond differently to different inputs.
Yeah, and for me, it didn't work, but I think that we have a double standard when it comes to weight, and we give people a little bit more leeway than maybe we should because it's unhealthy. And can you be honest in your relationship about it?
Right.
Because my husband can be honest with me. Can yours? 888-630-9625.
Jonathan, Robert, stand by. We got you at 544 here on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. Adele Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here with an easy way for you to start the new year cleaner with the only company I trust to deep clean my carpets, Zero Res. This January, Zero Res has a great deal for you. Get a room of carpet clean for just $49 a room. Zero Res cleaned my carpets last year, and they still look brand new, feel softer, and smell fresh today. What I really love about Zero Res is how easy it is. They bring all the equipment needed, including the water, and carpets dry in just a few hours with zero residue, no spots or odors left behind. A Zero Res clean doesn't use any chemicals. It's odorless, so it's really great for allergy sufferers. Trust me, no one cleans like Zero Res can. It's amazing. If you haven't done it yet, pick up the phone and call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL New Year's special, each room of carpet clean for just $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Again, 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
One of the most common New Year's resolutions is to spend less and save more. Too many times we are told the way to achieve financial stability now or in retirement is to cut our expenses. How exciting does that sound? Instead of downgrading your lifestyle, why not learn to create an extra source of income? Ever wonder what it takes to generate active income from the markets? Online Trading Academy would like to invite you to a free half-day class where you will see exactly what it takes to develop that skill. Call 877-304-TRADE. And when you register, they'll send you a Wall Street Insider's kit so you can get started right away. Call 877-304-TRADE. They will even throw in a free extra ticket so you can invite a friend to this potentially life-changing class. Call 877-304-TRADE or go online to otaclass.com. Online Trading Academy can teach you the skills to make money when the markets go up or down. Call 877-304-TRADE. That's 877-304-8723 or otaclass.com.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And the rain is coming down. We have a number of accidents, so please take it easy. Starting in Maryland on 28 Darnestown Road in the North Potomac area. Down the utility pole and wires closing 28 in each direction, just east of Quince Orchard Road. Crews are trying to figure out how to deal with this, and they're stopping all traffic in each lane, so you will be turned around. 28 Darnestown Road, east of Quince Orchard Road. Watch the police at the scene there. 270 southbound as you head past Urbana. Again, 109 stop and go. Had an incident reported south of the exit near 109. Oh, Maryland, 95. You're doing great in each direction near 198. Had the earlier northbound crash. It's gone, and so are the delays. Now seeing some of the volume as we head in through town. Good morning, D.C. On 295 southbound, just the brake lights between Benning Road, East Capitol Street. Still good on the freeway each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. We'll be right back.
It's time to keep the rain gear handy, exercise the wet weather driving skills, and then break out the heavy jackets once again for the weekend. Falling temperatures in the forecast. Occasional rain and showers around this morning with patchy fog. This afternoon, still a few showers, a low to mid-60s. Overnight tonight, temperatures late, more toward morning, will drop into the upper 30s. And then temperatures tomorrow will actually fall to near freezing in the afternoon with gusty northwest winds and the sky becoming partly cloudy. Sunshine, low 30s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Well, 61 degrees in the nation's capital, 547 on WMAL.
So Megyn Kelly said that she used to ask her stepfather to fat shame her when she was overeating, when she was getting fat in law school, and she said that worked for her, and she said there's something good about that, and of course she got hit on Twitter. One person saying, all bodies are good bodies, all bodies are good bodies. Well, that's not necessarily true. If you're making yourself unhealthy, why is it taboo to say anything, and would you say anything? Vince wouldn't. I don't know. Jonathan in D.C. Jonathan, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Yeah, good morning. So it's kind of missing the point here. This is a father telling a daughter, getting a little heavy. They got wonderful relationships. This is wonderful relationship partner telling wonderful relationship partner you're gaining weight. Or you have, you know, total strangers telling each other on social or anti-social media, hey, you're fat. Big difference. Big difference.
I love that phrase, anti-social
media. That's very true. Yeah, that's very true. Listen, when people give me their opinion about my appearance, if I don't ask for it, I'm just like, thank you so much. Don't recall asking for your opinion. But would you tell your partner, though, if she were smoking, that, you know, hey, you need to stop smoking. You would do whatever she could. Instead of smoking, let's go for a walk.
You hate all those unsolicited compliments about your appearance? That's so weird.
All those compliments.
That's strange. I wouldn't reject them out of hand. I'd embrace some of them, at least.
Robert in Manchester, good morning, Robert. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning.
Good morning. My girlfriend and I we're going to her daughter's wedding at the end of February. My girlfriend wants to lose about 20 pounds. And she's on this health kick. I'm about 40 pounds overweight, but I carry it very well. But I would never, ever tell her she looked overweight because it would do nothing but cause a fight. But she is more than happy to poke at my belly and say, you stand to need to lose a few pounds. You know, I'm happy with the way I look. I mean, mentally, if I wanted to, I guess I could, but I'm good where I'm at.
You know what's funny, Robert?
As Robert,
as you say that, I was thinking about this on the break too. When Mary and I were talking before about like, do you say something? Well, yes, there's a way to say it constructively, and there's a way to be insulting and get into trouble.
Right.
But with women, before you start that conversation, in every man's mind, before you start that conversation, you think to yourself, this is going to last for maybe half an hour. If I say this next, if I say this next sentence, this is a huge investment of time. I'm going to have to handle this.
You are very generous. A half hour. Weeks that would last. You gotta be crazy. And there's no sex. So
good points all around.
Oh, that's so funny. But here's the thing, you know, if Robert were my husband and he were 40 pounds overweight, I would be worried about his health. And I would say, look, you got to start getting healthy. And yeah, if he doesn't, you know, because I love you and I want you to be around and I don't want you to be sick when you get older.
Would you poke him like the Pillsbury Doughboy and keep saying to him, get in shape, fatty?
If he kept ignoring me and kept doing it, I don't know if it would get to that point. I don't know. And I think because it worked for Megyn Kelly, that's fine with her. What's wrong with her saying it worked for me? This is what I asked my father-in-law to do. Why is that a terrible thing?
Yeah, well, look, it always works if you have the other person's interest at heart. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you're a fatty. You don't like being a fatty. Let's solve this thing. Come on.
Let's go for a walk.
That's right. 551 on WMAL. It is now time for our boy, Al Rushbo.
This week, the Supreme Court heard a case that could have a major impact on future elections. And issue is the way Ohio purges their voter rolls to keep them current. Here's how it works. If voters fail to show up for a federal election in Ohio, they're mailed a confirmation notice checking to see if they're still interested in voting. If they don't return the notice, and if they don't vote over the next 4 years, Ohio removes them from state voting rolls. Officials say that the program helps them keep track of which citizens have moved away or have died. Now, it sounds reasonable, except, of course, the liberals. They claim that Ohio's voter maintenance program is evidence of voter suppression. So a lefty civil rights front group is asking the Supremes to overturn it.
Now, there's no way to predict the outcome of any Supreme Court case, but the left is worried. During oral arguments, Justice Stephen Breyer, who usually sides with the liberal side of the court, appeared sympathetic to Ohio's use of the confirmation letters. Now, regardless of the outcome, we all know what's behind the Democrats' fight against cleaning up voter rolls. They want dead voters on the rolls. They want out-of-state voters on the rolls. In some states, they need dead voters on the rolls. It's not about voter suppression. It's about election protection. This is their insurance policy that they are trying to protect.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
2018 is not just a new year. It's also an opportunity to grow your business with top talent. But how do you find it? ZipRecruiter. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is such a blow to invest.
Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's start in Virginia, north on 95. Seeing some of that volume here now, Dale City toward the Occoquan. Earlier crash northbound near 610. That's been confined to the shoulder. And we're doing okay to get by that if you were concerned. On 66, no worries here early on. Gainesville up through the Beltway. That looks good. The concern really for everyone is the rain that we have this morning. So I need a little extra time and keep those speeds down. And north of Potomac, wires are down and a closure in place on 28 Darnstown Road. That is closed each direction just east of Quince Orchard Road over to the Quince Orchard Medical Park. Can't get past there right now. Closed in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild but damp. And a slow commute this morning with occasional rain and showers around, patchy fog, and still a few showers this afternoon, and very mild into the mid-60s. Colder weather coming by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 61 degrees in the nation's capital. The traffic and weather is brought to you by Spot Hero.
There's a way you can save time parking. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance. You'll save time and get everywhere much faster. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code SMARTER. That's promo code SMARTER.
News we just don't get anywhere else.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
It is a magnificent thing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Thank you.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
At the Big Screen Store, big game savings start now. Get a Samsung 85-inch 4K TV for just $29.99. Whoa, an 85-inch Samsung 4K for just $29.99? That's big. Or get a curved Samsung 65-inch 4K TV for just $9.99.
Now that's a great price.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Want a new home theater to watch the big games? We've got that comfy cinema seating and an amazing selection of home theater furniture you've always wanted.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Big game savings start now only at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays. Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes. In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up. That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
And here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, yesterday during some discussions on immigration, the president said some things about some countries, and the media's not happy about it. Shockingly, the president is getting some blowback on this. We'll tell you what he had to say.
A lot of cursing from the press yesterday. And then Mark Krikorian, he's an expert in immigration studies. He's going to tell us all about what he thinks of this latest offer that lawmakers have put on the president's table. 6 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Several lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are rebuking President Trump's use of a vulgar term to describe immigrants from Haiti and African nations. The remark occurred during an Oval Office meeting on immigration.
People saying it's not presidential, that this is not something that they would expect to hear, especially in these kind of tense negotiations. We are looking at a government shutdown. We are just weeks away from this. And this is the big sticking point, DACA, immigration. So they came to him with this proposal, and this is the language that he's using.
Correspondent Kristen Holmes. The Maryland General Assembly is on the verge of overriding Governor Larry Hogan's veto of a paid sick leave bill. The House voted yesterday to override. The Senate could vote today. If it becomes law, the bill will require Maryland businesses with 15 or more employees to provide up to 5 days of earned paid sick leave. An employee would earn an hour of sick leave for every 30 hours they work. A key Maryland House Republican is going to reintroduce a bill that failed last year that would allow some parents to force their adult children into treatment for opioid addiction. Critics last year questioned whether the bill, sponsored by House Minority Leader Nick Kipke, was constitutional. Well, it's called the miracle antidote to opioid overdose. And now more Montgomery County police officers will be carrying naloxone.
A few years ago, only 20 Montgomery County police officers had naloxone. Chief Tom Manger.
We started getting more and more saves because we had officers carrying this naloxone. But we were still limited in terms of the number of officers who had it.
But now 200 officers have the opioid overdose antidote thanks to a donation from the Montgomery County Police Foundation. Manger says the foundation's president asked him how the group could help the department and this was the answer.
I think this was just a win-win for the foundation, for the community, and for my cops.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A bill to revoke the parental rights of convicted rapists is getting quick attention in the Maryland General Assembly. That legislation's been introduced every year for the last decade, but has yet to make it into law. Both sides agree in principle that men who become fathers as a result of rape don't deserve parental rights, but lawmakers always get tripped up over details of the legislation. A 19-year-old junior at Central High School in Capitol Heights has now been charged with two counts of attempted murder and two counts of assault after allegedly using a knife yesterday to injure two other students during a fight in school. The State Department has issued new travel warnings for parts of Mexico, advising U.S. travelers to avoid five regions altogether due to crime.
Mexico, long a destination for world-class museums, archaeological sites, and beach resorts, now has five states tagged with the State Department's most severe travel warning. This week's new advisories place the five regions on the same danger level as countries such as Afghanistan, Syria, and Iraq. Mexico's tourism ministry noted that more than 28 of its most popular tourism destinations for international travel have no restrictions. I'm Bill Michaels in Washington.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe leaves office tomorrow, and many have speculated that he'll soon be launching a bid for president in 2020, although he hasn't said that yet. But on MSNBC's Hardball last night, Chris Matthews asked McAuliffe how he would react if Donald Trump tried to physically intimidate him during a debate.
But if he ever came over and leaned on me and got in my space, that would be the last time Donald Trump ever did that. I promise you that.
McAuliffe said if Mr. Trump hovered over him the way Hillary Clinton complained he treated her, quote, you'd have to pick him up off the floor. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,575, the Nasdaq at 72,12. Sports, the Caps' five-game winning streak is over as they lose to Carolina. College basketball, the Maryland men lose, so do the Maryland women. Navy and AU both win. NBA, it's Wizards Magic tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continues on 105.